声音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年1月22日，星期五。我们今天呢，又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj 为我们讲述今天的盛典博家放歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。Maharaj。
Yeah。Chapter 13, verse number 8 to 12. Oh, really? Okay, that might take a few days. This is a really good one.
Yeah.
And we're just reading yesterday in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, in the purport, put all these verses also, but translated a little bit different. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavad Gita, please. This is chapter 13, 8, 12.
Yeah, 我们今天阅读的是博家放歌第十三章的第八到第十二十节。
Manitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Chantamardivam, Acharyopasanam, Socham, Stayamatma, Nigraha, Indri, Arteshu, Vairagyam,Anahankara Evacha, Janma Mitchu, Jaravadi, Duke Doshana Darshanam, Satir Anabishwanga, Putra Dara Dehadishu, Nicham Cha Samachitvatvam, Ishtan Ishto Papatishu, Mai Chananya Yogena, Bhaktir Abhya Vicharini, Vikta Desha Sevitam.Aratir Jana Samsadi Ajatma Jnana Niyatvam Tattva Jnana Tadarshanam Etaj Jnana Miti Proktam Ajnanam Yad Atonyata. It's four verses. We'll go over the words, all right?
Okay. 我们今天是一下读四个世界，我们现在就来看四个字。
Every one of them is very important in our whole life, you know.
今天的每一个字都是非常的重，都是非常重要的，充满了智慧。
Amanitvam.
Amanitvam.
Humility.
谦逊。
Right.Adambitvam.
Adambitvam.
Pridelessness.
不骄傲.
Ahimsa.
Ahimsa.
Non-violence.
非暴力.
Shanti.
Shanti.
Tolerance.
忍受
tolerance.
忍受 Maharaj?
第二个是什么呢？Arjavam.
Arjavam.
Simplicity.
淳朴。
Upasana.
啊 ，Upasana, Upasana.
Approaching a bona fide spiritual master.
接受一位真正的灵性导师。
Gocham.
Gocham.
Cleanliness.
清洁。
Dharyam.
Dharyam.
Steadfastness.
稳定。
Atmanivinigraha.
Atmanivinigraha.
Self-control.
自制。
Indriya Arteshu.
Indriya Arteshu.
In the matter of the senses.
有关感官的方面。
Vairagyam.
Vairagyam.
Renunciation.
拒绝。
Anahankara.
Anahankara.
Being without false egoism.
没有假我。
Eva, certainly.
Eva, 肯定。
Ja, also.
Ja, 还有。
Janma, of birth.
Janma, 诞生的。
Mrityu.
Mrityu.
Death.
死亡的。
Death.
死亡的。
Jara.
Jara.
Old age.
老年。
Dukkha.No, Vyadi, disease.
Vyadi, 疾病。
Dukkha.
Dukkha.
Of distress.
痛苦的。
Dosha, the fault.
Dosha, 缺点。
Anudarshana.
Anudarshana.
Observing.
看出
Asakti.
Asakti.
Being without attachment.
不执着
Anabhishvanga.
Anabhishvanga.
Being without association.
没有接触
Putra, her son.
Putra, 儿子
Dara.
Dara.
Wife.
妻子。
Griha Adishu.
Griha Adishu.
Home.
家庭。
Nityam.
Nityam.
Constant.
不断的。
Cha.
Cha.
Also,
还有
Samachittatvam,
Samachittatvam,
Equilibrium,
平衡
Ishta, the desirable,
Ishta, 值得
Anishta,
得要的 Anishta,
and undesirable,
不值得要的
Upapatishu,Having obtained.
得到。
Mahi.
Mahi.
Unto me.
对我。
Ja.
Ja.
Also.
还有。
Ananya Yogena.
Ananya Yogena.
by unalloyed devotional service.
通过纯粹的奉爱服务。
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Devotion.
奉爱。
Abhya Vicharini.
Abhya Vicharini.
Without any break.
没有中断。
Vivitta.
Vivitta.
To solitary.
独处。
Desha, places.
Desha, 地方。
Sevitvam.
Sevitvam.
Aspiring.
渴望。
Being a arati, being without attachment.
Arati, 没有执着。
Jana Samadhi.
Jana Samadhi.
To people in general.
一般人。
Adhyatma.
Adhyatma.
Pertaining to the self.
有关自我。
Jnana.
Diana.
In knowledge.
知识。
Nityatvam.
Nityatvam.
Constancy.
永恒的。
Tattvajnana.
Tattvajnana.
Of knowledge of the truth.
真理的知识。
Artha.
Artha.
For the object.
对象。
Darshanam.
Darshanam.
Philosophy.
哲学。
Etat.
Etat.
All this.
所有这。
Gyanam.
Gyanam.
Knowledge.
知识。
Iti, thus.
Iti, 如此。
Proktam.
Proktam.
Declare.
宣布。
Ajnana.
Ajnana.
Ignorance.
愚蠢。I'm sorry, 愚昧。
Yet.
Yet.
That which.
什么的。
Atta.
Atta.
From this.
除了这个。
Anyata.
Anyata.
Other.
其他。
So we can see this is not a, this very serious business, this person. I'm going to read the Sanskrit one more time, quick, for the flow.
Okay.
Amani Tvam Adambitvam Ahimsa Chantam Arjavam Charyo Patsanam Sultram Staryamatmani Vigraha Indriyate Shubhairagyam Anahankara Evacha Dhanma Mitsu Jaravyadi Dukadoshana Darshanam Nisatya Anya Bishvanga Putra Dara Vihadishu Nityam Chasama Chitvantvam Ishtan Ishto PatishtishuMaichananya yogena bhaktir avyavicharini vivikta desha sevitvam aratijana samsadhi adhyatma jnana niyatvam tattva jnanartam darshanam etad jnanam itiproktam ajnanam ato yata. So that's just a whole translation. When we go over it, we won't make the whole thing today.
今天的这个诗节呢，例子是非常非常重要的，所以呢，我们现在先来读译文，然后我们今天这一节课不可能讲完所有的内容。
Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of the senses.Gratification, absence of false ego, perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease. You want to read that much?
Okay. 谦逊，不骄傲，非暴力，忍受，淳朴，投靠一位真正的灵性导师，清洁，稳定，自制，弃绝感官享乐的对象，没有假我。Okay, Maharaj, because from the Chinese translation, you know, it's translated as a one sentence. The whole thing just was one sentence.
Yeah, that's how it
is. There was no break.
Yeah, there's just semicolons.
Yeah,
but still you can go up to that word. If you want, I can read the whole thing just along. Okay.
Maybe you
have to read it. Detachment, okay. Freedom from entanglement of children, wife, home, and rest. Even mindedness of unpleasant and unpleasant events. Constant and alloyed devotion to me. Aspiring to live in a solitary place. Detachment from the general mass of people. Accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be the knowledge. And besides this, whatever there may be, is ignorance.
理解生老病死的不幸、超脱、不受孩子、妻子、家庭及其他有关事物的束缚，不论遇到好事还是坏事，都心平气和，一直不断地为我做纯粹的关爱服务，渴望居住在人迹罕至的地方，与普通大众分开。承认觉悟自我的重要性，通过哲学研究寻找绝对真理。我宣布，所有这一切都是知识，除此之外的一切都是无知。
That's all of it?
Yes.
Om Gyana Timirandasya.Ganajana Shavakaya Chaksu Unmilitanye Natasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri GuruShri Rupam Sajajatam Saganaraganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunivari Pascha Sadeshatarane Vanchakapachuvyascha Kripa Sinduvye Vacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Namo NamaMahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Trishay Namah Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Kapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavati ShadiVishabhanu Sute Devi Pranavami Hari Priya. Okay. So, a very strong statement at the end that whatever is not within those, that list is ignorance.
所以在这一诗节的最后呢，就有一个非常的严厉的一个宣言，就是所有一切都是知识。除此之外，一切都是无知。
So when devotees ask, "What can I do? How should I be?" What we can learn from this long list of qualities.
所以呢，每次奉献者当在问到 我能怎么办呢？我能学到什么呢？我应该怎么样呢？那我们就可以从这节诗的这很长的这个列单里面学到其中的这些内容。
Shall report mission problem.
要指那句是哈哈。
The process of knowledge is sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent men as being an interaction of the field of activity. But actually, this is not the real process of knowledge.
智力欠佳的人有时把培养知识误解为是活动场所的相互作用，但实际上这是真正的。但实际上，这是真正的培养知识的程序。
If one accepts this process, then the possibility of approaching the absolute truth exists.
接受这个程序。
Not the interactions of 24 elements.
接受这个程序就有接近绝对真理的可能。这个培养知识的程序实际上不是前面所描述的24种元素相互间的作用。
This is actually the means to get out of the entanglement of these.
而是摆脱这些元素束缚的方法。
The entangled soul is entrapped in the body, which is a casing made of 24 elements. And the process of knowledge described here is how to get out from it.
有物质躯体的灵魂被困在这个由24种元素构成的躯体中，而这里描述的培养知识的程序就是灵魂从躯体中摆脱出来的方法。
Okay, of all the descriptions of the process of knowledge, the most important is described in the first line of the 11th verse.
在对培养知识的程序所描述所做的描述中，第十一节诗的第一行的描述是最重要的。
Mayi chananya yogena bhaktir avyabhicharini. The process of knowledge terminates in the unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. So if one does not approach or is not able to approach the transcendental service of the Lord, the other 19 don't have much value.
第培养知识的最终目的是为至尊主做纯粹的奉爱服务。所以如果不为至尊主做超然的服务或没有能力做，那么其他19条就没有什么特别的价值。
We find similar statements in the Bhagavatam.
我们在圣典不加瓦坛里面也找到了这类似的陈述。
And even if one has all the brahminical qualities, but if he's not a devotee, then he can't help anybody.
一个人即使他具有所有的婆罗门的品质，但他如果要是没有从事奉爱服务的话，那他其实是不能够帮到任何一个人的。
But if one takes the devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, the other 19 automatically develop within him.
但是如果一个人走在把人引向 Krishna 知觉的奉爱服务之途上，那么其他19条就会在他身上自动的培养起来。
Rajendra was asking a few weeks ago like that. You know, do we have to separately endeavor for these qualities? What? If we're fully engaged in devotional service, then we automatically do these things, and then they develop in us.
在几周以前呢 ，Rajendra Prabhu 就问了这么一个问题，就是我们是不是需要进行额外的努力来培养所有的这些品质？那这里就给了答案，就如果我们要是始终都在坚定并不一个从事奉爱服务的话，那所有的这些品质都会自动的在我们身上被培养出来。
And there's another statement in the Bhagavatam that's here in the purport also.
在这里面呢，还有圣典不加瓦坛的要旨中的另外一段陈述。
said Srimad Bhagavatam 5, chapter 18, verse 12.
这是摘自圣典博伽瓦坛第五篇第十八章的第十二十节的。
Yasya Sivakya Bhagavad Jinchana Savarganastatra Samasitesya Arababhaktasya Kitoma Adguna Mano Retena Sitida Vatobani。As all the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities.You have that verse?
I'm lost. But what is not in the Chinese purport here?
I'm looking up the verse separately.
I'm sorry.
Purport just gives a good line.
Okay, well, sir, could you say it again? Because I think
you have to look it up separately.
Yeah, I'm sorry. 对不起，我以为马尔在读这个要旨，但是对不上了。其实马尔他是读了另外一个引述，不好意思啊。Could you tell me the verse again? What is the
5:18:12.
那这个刚才马尔他读的这个诗节呢，是《圣典博伽瓦坛》第五篇第十八章的第十二诗节。Shall I read the translation?
Yeah.
对，那么这个就是《圣典博伽瓦坛》第五篇第八章第十二诗节的译文是这样的：培养出对至尊人格守神 Vasudeva 纯粹奉爱之心的人，身上将展示出。全体半身人所具有的宗教知识和气绝等崇高的品质，相反，不做奉爱服务却从事物质活动的人不具备良好的品质。哪怕他精于练神秘瑜伽，或者努力诚实的维护他的家庭，供养他的家属，他就必然会受到主观臆测的驱使，忙于侍奉至尊主的外在能量。这种人怎么可能有好的品质呢？
I'll read the English again. It's a very powerful verse.
现在读点英文，因为这是一个非常有力量的诗节。
Prabhupada mentions it quite often.
Prabhupada 经常会提及这个诗节。
Sri Chaitanya mentions it.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也经常会引述这个诗节。
All the demigods and their exalted qualities like religion, knowledge, and renunciation.Become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed
Maharaj? Krishna Kumar Maharaj, 我这听不到 Maharaj
External income. How can there be any good quality in such a man? So it does say unalloyed. You know,
so. 你刚才全部都能听见吗？全部都能听见吗？
好像有点断续。
Maharaj, I don't know what happened, but while you're reading the verse, I only hear a little from you, but the rest has been eaten up.
Okay, that's all right. It's an English. Now, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you, but I don't know what happened.
So, the principle of accepting a spiritual master.As mentioned in the 8th verse, is essential. Even if one takes the devotional service, it is most important. This is in the purport of the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. 在第八十节中提到的向一位灵性导师皈依的原则，这是重点，即使对做奉爱服务的人来说也是非常重要的。
Transcendental life begins when one accepts the bona fide spiritual master.
超人的生活始于向一位真正的灵性导师皈依。
The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna clearly states here that this process of knowledge is the actual path. Anything speculated beyond this is nonsense.
至尊人格首神主 Krishna 在这里很明确的声明，通过做奉爱服务来培养超人的知识，是觉悟自我的真正方法。除此之外，任何的思辨都是胡思乱想。
So now I mentioned to explain the different qualities you mentioned.
那然后呢，就是对于在这个世界里面所提到的这些品质的逐一的分析。
First one is humility.
首当其冲的呢是谦逊。
Devotees often ask and ask about humility. What is it? How can
奉献者经常会询问关于谦逊的问题，如何培养这个品质。
It means that one should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others.
那就意味着一个人他不要渴求着想要得到别人对他的尊重。
The material conception of life makes us very eager to receive honors from others.
物质化的生命概念呢，使我们渴望获得他人的尊敬。
But from the point of view of a man in perfect knowledge, who knows that he is not this body, anything honor or dishonor pertaining to this body is useless.
但是有完美知识的人知道自己不是这个躯体，在他看来，任何和这个躯体有关的事物。荣辱等等都是毫无用处的。
One should not be hankering after this material deception.
对，不要渴望这种物质的欺骗。
People are very anxious to be famous for their religion. Consequently, it is found that without understanding the principle of it, one enters a group which is not actually following religious principles and wants to advertise himself.
人们十分渴望因为自己的宗教信仰而出名，结果呢有时会发现某人在不了解宗教原则的情况下加入某个实际上不遵守宗教原则的团体，接着就想把自己吹嘘成是一个宗教的导师。
As for actual advancement in spiritual science, one should have a test, see how farHe's progressing, and you can judge by these items.
所以谈到在这灵性科学中取得真正的进步，人就应该用这些标准来做出评判，看看自己进步到什么程度了。
So the process of bhakti includes, you know, trying to develop these things. It's not that we just ignore them completely. Unless we're totally absorbed.If someone is totally absorbed in only chanting all the time, then we don't have to worry about developing anything else. But
所以说呢，这个巴对这个巴提之徒呢，他其实是把这些品质是涵盖于其中的，所以呢就不需要再进行这个额外的努力。但是如果一个人他要是只是他就是完全能够让自己沉醉在念诵这件事情的话，他其实就不用去。担心着是不是要培养出其他的这些品质了。
So that whole paragraph covers the first two words, amani tvam and adambi tvam, humility and pridelessness.
所以刚才这一段呢，它就涵盖了这整个的这个诗节的前两个字中的内容 ，amani tvam 和 atmambi tvam， 谦逊和不骄傲。
Because they're the same, actually.
实际上他们俩的意思是一样的。
Same. Humble means we're not worried, you know, to be honored.
谦逊也就意味着我们不会担忧着或者是想要得到被别人的尊重。
Generally, we're anxious to be the winner, to be get credit for what you do.
通常来说呢，我们是非常的渴望着能够成为胜者，能够把这个我们所做的这个事情的功劳都归咎于自己。
And the whole society is training people like they're competitive.
而且整个的这个社会呢，都是这样在训练着大家。让大家有具有这样的竞争的心态。
That can satisfy the false ego, but not the self.
这样做呢，它是可以使我们的假我感到心满意足的，但是没有办法让我们的真我感到满意。
But it doesn't mean that we should not glorify others for what they do and give them credit. They shouldn't be angry.But we should be anxious to give credit to others.
但是这并不意味着我们就不去赞美其他的人，不把功劳归因于其他的人。那么也就意味着是其他的人呢，他不应该有这样的渴望。但是呢，作为我们这一方面，我们是要去赞扬其他的人的。
So not that we glorify someone because they have great material opulences.But because of their devotion.
但是呢，当我们再去赞美其他的人的时候，并不意味并不是因为对方他有非常强大的这种物质的富裕、物质的财富，而是因为他怀着极强的奉爱之情，我们才会去荣耀他。
If a devotee has great material opulence, that's wonderful, because he's using it for Krishna.The wonderful thing is he's using it for Krishna.
作为奉献者，如果他是有很多的物质财富的话，这是非常好的，因为奉献者他会把他的这个物质财富用于对 Krishna 的服务之中。那么最主要的就是他可以把事情用在对 Krishna 的服务上。
But we don't have to have, you know, great opulences to serve Krishna.
但是呢，我们 ，Sorry, Mara.
Whatever you have, you do it for Krishna.
但是呢，我们又不需要有很多的财富才能够去服务 Krishna。我们可以把自己所拥有的任何事情用来服务 Krishna。
There's always an example like a very rich man, he may give a really big donation.
那我们总是有这样一个例子，就是一个很有钱的人，他可能会给出一大笔捐赠。
And everybody will think, oh, he's so great, he's so great.
那所有的人都在想，哎，他实在太伟大了，太伟大了。
But it's a very tiny amount of his money.
但是他所捐的这一大笔捐赠的，只不过是他所有财富中的一小点而已。
And he may be giving it just so that everybody knows he gave it.
而且呢，他做出这个捐赠呢，也是为了让大家知道。哦，我给出了这么大笔捐赠。
And a very poor man, he may give a lot of his, a big proportion of his, but it's a very small amount. But that's glorious, making a sacrifice.
一位穷人，他可能只给了，就是看起来很小的一笔钱，但是呢，他所给出这笔钱呢，就是他所有的财富中的很大的一部分。那么他的这个做法呢，是非常的值得荣耀的。
And nobody is going to be glorifying him because he gives, you know, 50 yuan or something. But that may be for him, he's giving up his food for that day or something. So it's glorious.
因为他做出了一个巨大的牺牲，可能任何一个人，不会因为他捐赠了50块钱而受到极大的赞扬。但是呢，这个穷人他捐出的这50块钱可能是他这一天的口粮，所以说这对他来说呢是一个很大的贡献，很大的牺牲。
So often we hear that what all Krishna wants from us is humility.
So we often hear this kind of thing.就是 Krishna 他想从我们这儿得到的就是我们的谦卑。
That's the price for entering the Holy Dham, for entering the Goloka, is humility.
而且呢也就是这个谦逊谦卑它是我们需要支付进入到 Holy Dham, 既进入到圣地进入到 Goloka Vrindavan 的代价。
We might be thinking, I want Prema.
我们也许可能在想我想要的是 Prema
But to get Prema before Prema comes humility
但是如果想要得到 Prema 在 Prema 到来之前我们首先先要具备的是谦卑
And pridelessness Pride is
还有就是骄傲
When Krishna lists the demonic qualities in chapter 16 is it you knowThe first one is pride.
当我们去阅读恶魔的心态这一章节的时候，首当其冲我们看到恶魔他所具备的这个状态，他就是骄傲。
No, as a real devotee, we're doing whatever we can, and even if nobody else ever notices it, we know Krishna notices.
作为一位真正的奉献者呢，我们会竭尽全力的做我们能做的事情，即便是没有任何人注意到，但是我们非常的清楚 ，Krishna 是明白的 ，Krishna 是注意到的。
Okay, now next one is ahimsa.
下面一个是非暴力 ，ahimsa. Sorry, ahimsa.
Ahimsa is probably one of the most famous Sanskrit words.
Ahimsa 可能是最有名的、最被人所知的梵文词条之一。
Ahimsa and karma.
Ahimsa and karma， 这些都是很被人了解的梵文词条。
Probably because Buddhism is spread so much in the world, and ahimsa is the main thing of Buddhism.
那也许他之所以这么被人所知的原因呢，是由于佛教对这个理念进行了很大量的宣传，而且呢，非暴力是佛教的教导的主要的教义之一。
The literal translation of ahimsa is non-violence.
Ahimsa 它从字面的直接的翻译的意思呢是非暴力。
Generally means not killing or destroying the body.
那他就是泛的理解呢，就是他没有杀戮，他不会毁掉躯体。
But it actually means not to put others into distress.
但他真正的意思呢，就是不使别人处于痛苦的状态。
People in general are trapped in ignorance in the material concept of life, and they're always suffering.
那么通常来说呢，处在一个物质概念中的人，他其实始终都处在很痛苦的状态之中。
And these are very strong statements Prabhupada's putting here.
但爸爸在这儿用的是很强烈的。描述的方式。
So unless one elevates people to spiritual knowledge, he's practicing violence.
除非把人们提升到灵性知识的层面，否则就是在实行暴力。
One should try its best to distribute real knowledge to the people, so they may become enlightened and leave this material entanglement. That is non-violence.
应该尽自己最大的努力向人们传播真正的知识，使他们得到启发，摆脱物质的束缚，那才是非暴力。
So this is, you know, our mission, of course, is to try to elevate people, elevate ourselves, and elevate whoever can to know about Krishna. Otherwise, you're just violent and letting people suffer.
所以说呢，我们就应该是是努力的要去提升自己以及提升别人，要把这个 Krishna 知觉的知识告诉给大家，否则的话呢，我们就是在施暴。
Okay, next one is Chantir.
下面一个就是 Chantir, 容忍。
Very important also. Right?
这也非常重要。Yes.
Krishna tells Arjuna, you know, don't get so upset about the dualities. See Toshna Sukadukada.
Krishna 对 Arjuna 说呢，不要对这种二元性的苦乐太在意，只是去容忍就好了。
Comes to Tikshvashva Arjuna, tolerate.
Arjuna, 容忍。
You should tolerate.
你应该容忍。
You know, don't get all disturbed by it.Changes in the material world constantly fluctuating.
不要被物质世界的恒常不断的这种变化而打扰。
Tolerance means that one should be practiced to bear insult and dishonor from one.
容忍的意思呢是应该善于忍受别人对自己的侮辱和不尊重。
If one is engaged in the advancement of spiritual knowledge with many insults and much dishonor from others, this is expected because that's how material nature is built.
人如果求取灵性的知识就会遭到许多人对自己的侮辱和不尊重，这是预料中的事，因为物质自然就是如此构成的。
Even a boy like Prahlad, only 5 years old, was engaged in the cultivation of spiritual knowledge, was endangered when his father became antagonistic to his devotion. Father tried to kill him, but Prahlad tolerated it.
就连只有5岁的男孩 Prahlad 也因为培养灵性知识而遭到他父亲的敌视，历尽了生命的危险。他这是一个很著名的，这是一个很著名的引述。
So there may be many impediments to making advancements, but we should be tolerant.And continue our progress with determination.
他的父亲呢，反对他对至尊主的奉献，千方百计的要置于他死地。但帕拉德却容忍他的父亲，因此在求取灵性知识的过程中，也许遇到很多的障碍，但我们应该忍受，信心坚定的继续前进。
The tolerance also means, you know, we can.Endure, we can carry on in spite of being really tired or, you know, whatever it is.
那这个容忍它其实还有一个意思呢，就是能够坚持，能够持续不断的去做这件事情，无论我们是多么的感到疲惫，或者是感到不想做了，但是我们都还要继续坚持下去。
So it falls into the, you know, equal in happiness and distress, honor and dishonor, win, loss and gain, victory and defeat. Just keep trying. Okay, I lost this time, I'll try again.
无论我们是失败了，我们还是成功了，那我们是处在这个积极的状态还是消极的状态，我们是就是处在这种二元性的这种状态下吧。无论怎么样，但是我们都要继续的在不断的在努力，再接着在尝试。
And sometimes it's harder to tolerate success. victory, then we get puffed up. Ah, I'm victor, I'm great.
但有的时候呢，在胜利面前，我们是很忍容忍的，因为这个胜利呢，它会让我们感到很骄傲，然后感到很自满，觉得我很棒。
Next is simplicity.
下面一个是淳朴。
Simplicity is also misunderstood.
但是淳朴有的时候呢也会被误解。
Now in modern society, you know, many people think something has to be very difficult or very complicated to be good.
因为现在在当今的这个社会呢，有的时候人们就会在想，只有特别的复杂的那些东西才会是好的东西。
The main one should be, without diplomacy, be so straightforward that it can give the truth even to an enemy.
那淳朴的意思呢，是应该非常坦率而且不圆滑的揭露真相，甚至是对敌人也是如此。
As for acceptance of the spiritual master, that is essential because without the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master, one cannot progress in the spiritual science.
必须向灵性导师皈依。因为没有一位真正的灵性导师给予指导的话呢，人就不能够在灵性科学中取得进步。
One should approach the spiritual master with all humility and offer him all services so he will be pleased to bestow his blessings.
那年呢，应该是非常人应该是非常谦虚的投靠一位灵性导师，然后呢成为他的门徒，为他做各种各样的服务，以使他高兴，这样灵性导师呢就会把这个祝福赐给他。
Because the bona fide spiritual master is a representative of Krishna, if he bestows any blessings on his disciple, that will make the disciple advance without the disciple following the regulative principle.
一位真正的灵性导师呢是 Krishna 的代表，因此无论他给门徒什么样的祝福，都能够使门徒在没有遵守规范原则的情况下立刻取得进步。
Of course, those regulations, I think that refers to details of service.
那在这里面所提到的这些规范原则呢，它指的是那些非常非常细致的服务。
Someone may not be initiated and have trouble following, but he may be very sincere and tries to serve, and so he'll get blessings and he can make advancement.
那也许有一个奉献者，他还没有得到启迪，所以呢，当他在遵守所有的这些原则的时候呢，是很挣扎的。但是呢，他又非常的真诚，所以呢，他而且他在服务他的灵性导师。那么他得到灵性导师的这个祝福之后呢，他就可能会取得进步，取得提升。
Become easier to follow the spiritual master gives blessings.
因为灵性导师给了他祝福，所以呢，使得他在遵循这些原则的时候呢，就变得容易了起来。
I lost my place. So,
there is one more paragraph for this.
Cleanliness.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're talking about the cleanliness, and in the proper, there was one more paragraph.
Yeah, I got.Still on the spiritual master.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's accepting a spirit. Some people think, well, they just get initiated You know, accepting a spiritual master initiation is a formality, but it means accepting, you know, wanting to serve and doing, you know, what you're supposed to do and having faith.
那有些人呢觉得呢他就是想得到启迪，但其实启迪呢它只是一种形式，那么真正的这种启迪呢是有对这个灵性导师有信心，并且呢他要追随这个灵性导师，而且他要是去服务这位灵性导师。
Simplicity, cleanliness. Simplicity means don't complicate your life, you know, just straightforward.
嗯，还有呢，就这个
keep moving towards that goal.
Yeah, 淳朴的意思呢，还有一个意思就是说，不要让自己的生活变得非常的复杂，就让自己很简单的去追求这个目标就好了。
Cleanliness is essential for making advancement in spiritual life. Two kinds of cleanliness, external and internal.
对想在灵性生活中取得进步人来说呢，清洁是必不可少的。清洁分为内在的和外在的两种。
External cleanliness means taking a bath.
那外在的清洁呢，是沐浴。
External cleanliness, taking a bath. Internal cleanliness, one has to think of Krishna and always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That cleanses the accumulated dust of past karma from the mind.
外在的清洁的意思呢是沐浴，那么内在的清洁呢是必须要总想着 Krishna。吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 那么这个程序呢就会从心中清除过去积累下来的业报的尘埃。Marge, there were questions from there were questions from previous week and this week. I wonder if you want to pause here and answer some questions.
We're gonna just in this verse, there's just a steadiness, and that's the end. Steadiness means that one should be very determined to make progress in spiritual life. Without such determination, one cannot make tangible progress. And self-control means that one should not accept anything which is detrimental to the path of spiritual progress. One should become accustomed to this and reject anything which is against the path of spiritual progress. That is real renunciation. The senses are so strong that they are always anxious to have sense gratification. We should not cater to those demands. They are not necessary. There's a lot more on that, but okay, so that's everything for that verse, and we can't cover any more. Questions can come. Just read that, you know, the rest of that purport, that paragraph.
Okay, you want me to read that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 那稳定的意思呢，是应该非常坚定的要在灵性生活中取得进步。没有这种决心，就不可能取得实实在在的进步。那自制的意思呢，是不该接受任何不利于取得灵性进步的事物，应该习惯于拒绝任何与取得灵性进步相抵触的事情，这是真正的气绝。感官总渴望得到感官享乐，其力量极为强大，不该去满足这些不必要的需要。应该只为维持躯体健康而满足感官，使自己能够履行自己的职责，在灵性生活中取得进步。最重要的是， 又最难控制的感官是舌头。Mar, do you want me to read the whole paragraph of this? Because it's also talking about the most difficult to control among all of the senses is the tongue. You want me to reach those, to go to that far?
Yeah.
Okay. 人如果能够控制舌头，就很容易控制其他感官了。舌头的功能是品尝和发音，因此控制舌头的系统性方式是应该永远用舌头品尝给 Krishna 供奉过的食物，并吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 的圣名。至于眼睛，他们除了要看 Krishna 美丽的形象外，不该看任何其他的事物，那将使眼睛得到控制。同样应该用耳朵聆听有关 Krishna 的一切，用鼻子闻给 Krishna 供奉过的花，这就是奉爱服务的方法。由此可以理解，佛家梵歌只是在阐述奉爱服务的科学，奉爱服务是唯一而又主要的目的。无知的人是在评注佛家梵歌时，总企图把读者的注意力转到其他的主题上，但佛家梵歌中除了奉爱服务之外没有其他的主题。
Okay, ready for question time.
Okay, 所以马老师今天的这节讲课呢，他就讲完了这四节诗里面的第一个诗节里面的这些品质，所以现在呢，他可以为大家来回答问题了。首先呢，是上一周的问题。So firstly is a question from last week. The first question from last week is from 点金石 Prabhu.顶巴爱咕噜，感谢翻译，谢谢您。我们进化过程是从粗糙躯体到精微躯体，精微躯体中是从进化心念开始的吗？ This devotee asking, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. So, the process of cleaning is from the gross body to the subtle body.And then from the subtle body, is that started from cleaning the mind? So she's asking if the process of cleaning or process of purification is started from the mind in terms of
yeah.
the subtle body. 的确是这样的，是的。
Thinking, feeling, and willing.The mind is thinking, and then we start to get a feeling, and then we do something. Starts with the mind.
那么因为我们是有这个思考，然后呢有感受，然后呢有愿望。那首先呢，这个心里边就是一个心念呢，它就开始有了这个思考。有了思考之后，我们就会有感觉，然后呢就会去从事活动。所以说呢，是从我们的这个心念开始的。So the next question, 躯体里的灵魂和所有的细胞灵魂都是一个人吗？
刚才那个点金石又补充了一下，他说从心意上，四境过去业报积累下来的尘埃，是说心意是业报的储存器吗？
心意是业报储存。Okay, well, this Mataji, she continues to ask if the mind is the storehouse. It's the storehouse of the karmas.
No.
不是的。
Super soul, no. It's a super soul.
Super soul is a storehouse
of karma. We remember and forget so many things, but the super soul knows everything.
超灵它是业报的储存器。因为我们在心里面虽然说记到虽然说是这个记忆了很多事情，但是呢就是这个超灵它是了解所有这一切的。
The mind is thinking and feeling and willing. Mm-hmm. His desires and development, but they really come from the soul.
Because this心意呢，它是想，它是思考，然后它是感受，然后呢，它会有这种愿望，它会有这种但是这种就是它会有 willing， 就是有这种意愿，但是呢，它的这个愿望是来自于灵魂的，意愿跟愿望还有点不太一样。
Alright.
Yeah.Krishna Kumar Mataji， 这样行吗？如果是点金石Mataji，如果对这个问题还不行的，咱们再接着问啊。但是咱先看后面的这个问题。下面这，
感谢古鲁。
明白了哈。OK。Maharaj， this Mataji said that she understand. Thank you very much. 那么下面这个问题呢，是来自于这个奉献者的灵魂里，躯体里的灵魂和所有细胞灵魂都是一个人吗？Okay, Maharaj, because, you know, we have a soul in this body, and in this body, there are lots of cells, and in each of the cells, they also have the souls. So for the souls in all of the cells, and the souls in the body, are they the same soul or different souls?
That's a good question. As far as I know, they're different. Yeah, but the souls have intelligence. I mean, the cells, they have intelligence. They do a lot of things. But they're all working under the guidance of the main soul. You know.
Is the main soul is a super soul or is not a super soul?
No, well, the main is, you're the main soul. The other cells, they're all working, you know,or under you. It's an interesting question. I never heard it before.
妈妈说呢，就是这个问题是一个特别有意思的一个问题。那是这样的啊，就是在咱们这个躯体里面呢，是有一个主要的灵魂的。那所有的这些细胞呢，也都是有灵魂，但是呢，这些所有的这些细胞的这些灵魂呢，都是要在这个我们这个躯体的这个自我的主要的这个灵魂的指导下去做事情的。但是所有的这些灵魂呢，他们也都是有智慧的，他们也会去做事情，但是都会在这个主要的灵魂的指导之下。
You know, the more they study souls, they see that, you know, they have some kind of, they have, the cell is alive, you know. But it has to be connected to the body, otherwise it's not alive anymore.
就是我们如果是在去仔细的去研究这个灵魂的话，就是我们的这个身体里面的所有的这些细胞，它都是有生命的，但是呢，它的这个生命呢是和我们的这个躯体相连接在一起的。如果它是不和这个躯体在一起了的话呢，它也就没有办法存活了。
And it's a very complex thing, even though it's so small.
而且这个灵魂，虽然说它特别特别的小，但是呢，它很复杂。
Okay.
Then you finished the question from the previous week. Now, it's going to be the question for this week. So the first question is from 淡然一笑 Mataji. 我努力谦卑的服务家人，却感到越来越自卑。怎样做到谦卑的同时又不自卑呢？ I try the best to very humbly to.Do the service to my family. However, the more I do it, the more I feel I have very low self-esteem. So my question is that how to maintain the humility, but at the same time, I won't feel that kind of low self-esteem.
Again?
She is saying that so while she is humbly do the service to her family,she feels she's suffered from the low self-esteem. So she asked how to maintain humility at the same time can be not to, you know, be suffered with that low self-esteem.
Understand that you're a spirit soul.
那神圣的，你要理解，您是一个灵性的灵魂。
I wish I knew how myself, but it comes when we're comparing ourselves to others and thinking, well, this person's better than me. I'm not good at that. You know, then that's not right. You know, that's difficult.
这个自卑呢，它是来自于和别人的比较。在当和别人比较的时候呢，就觉得自己不如别人好，别人都比我要更好。那么这种比较是不好的，就是不要去这样的比较。
Don't compare yourself to others, you know, thinking that you have to be. It's a very serious problem now because, you know, everyone's thinking I have to be beautiful, I have to be the winner, I have to be, you know, something.I have to have the best clothes, and then when you don't have, you feel bad. But that's all just false ideas. And we have to be just thinking of Krishna and trying to please Krishna.
就是不要去和别人比较，但是这个现在确实变成了一个非常严重的问题，因为所有的人呢都会想着觉得我应该是一个很漂亮的人，那我应该是圣者，那我应该呢就具有这个或具有那个。但是呢又没有，那么就会让自己感到很难受。但我们不应该这么做是不对的，我们应该只是去想着 Krishna， 然后呢要想着为 Krishna 去做更好的事情，而不是去想着自己去比较自己。
All right, so it's, you know, that's an important question because it's just that everywhere now, this low self-esteem. And the other side is pride. Someone's thinking, I'm really great because I have designer clothes or I have a big car. Or, you know, I won this and that. That's high self-esteem, which is false also. Because it just, mostly it's just based on the body.
那首先呢，这是一个非常重要的问题，而且呢，这也是一个很严重的一个现象。那么和就是有很多人现在都处在一个很自卑的这种状态，但是和自卑相对立的呢，就是我很骄傲，因为他可能觉得就是我有很多的财富，然后呢，我有名车，然后呢，我处在这么好的一种状态下，那这样呢，就会让他感到很骄傲。这是两种相对的，但是呢，都是。基于躯体化的概念而产生的想法。
All right.
Yes. So next question.
Yeah.
The next question from Rajendra Prabhu, Dingbai Maharaj. 梵歌第九章的第四节 ，Krishna 说。我以未展示的形体遍透整个宇宙。这个未展示的形体是指什么呢？谢谢。Amaraj, please accept my verbal obeisances. And in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse number 4, Lord Krishna said that I manifested in the whole universe with this unmanifested form. So,Could you tell me what is the unmanifested form indicated to? Thank you.
Chapter 9, verse 4. Right?That's the first Chinchaveda Veda Tattva verse.
这个是记忆记忆原则的第一个时节。
Unmanifested means you can't see it. Not
这个不展示的意思呢，也就意味着是你看不到它，这是不可思议的，就是不可见的。
The super soul and the Brahman both, they're not manifested. We can't perceive them by our senses.
比如说像超灵还有 Brahman, 凡他们都是没有展示出来他们的形象的，我们是没有办法看到他们的。
But in that way, Krishna's everywhere.
但是呢，他们就是以这样的形式使得 Krishna 是无处不在的。
Okay.
Yeah.
Unmanifest.
Okay. So the unmanifested form indicated to the super soul and the Brahman, right?
Yeah. Both unmanifested.
Okay.Yeah, yeah. 所以说就是直接回答了Rajan Prabhu的这个问题，就是说这个未展示的形体指的是超灵和凡。So the next question from 喜宝 Mataji, Sri Rupa Mataji, I think. 顶拜咕噜和老师们，请教咕噜一个关于情感忠诚的问题。比如 Arjuna 已经是品质很高尚的人了，他在娶了 Draupadi 之后被流放的过程中还和Naga 族的公主结婚生子，还和其他的漂亮小姑娘结婚，最后还是居然抢走了 Subhadra 为妻。在生活中我也亲眼目睹了好多人在配偶刚刚去世不久的情况下就已经迫不及待的再婚恋爱了。我也听 Krishna 在不同的阶段中都可以发展出去。After he married Draupadi, and during his exiled life, he married that Naga princess and have children with her. And after he also married with some other beautiful girls, and eventually he kidnapped Subhadra and married her as his wife.In our daily life, I also witness many people who married again right after their spouse passed away. So they just, desperately to get married and in love again. I also heard that for the devotees, they can manifest the love to Lord Krishna in the different stages.So my question is that for the Grihastha devotees, what is the right way to cultivate the very steady devotional characters? Okay, you got that.
You have to translate? Did you give the Chinese?
No, I have already read that. So I just don't want to paraphrase it. But if you understand the question, then it's okay. Please answer, Maharaj.
I think I understand.
Okay. My English. Thank you.
So...First place, Arjuna is a Kshatriya king.
首先呢 ,Arjuna 他是一位刹帝利国王。
One thing, a Kshatriya, he can't refuse a qualified woman who approaches him to have a child.
所以对于一位刹帝利来说呢，首先他是不能够拒绝接近他的一位有资格的女子。并且要这个女子提出要和他生孩子这样的请求的，但是这样的女子提出这样的请求，她是不能拒绝的。
Now in Kali Yuga, of course, none of these things can be done because so many men would just be having sex all over the place with every woman they can find.
但是现在在卡利年代呢，已经不是这样的一种状况了，因为呢，就是这个。You mean that is in Kali Yuga the man just can have easily and freely
to have sex with all these things that are there in previous ages you can't apply them animal sacrifices so many things.
但是在卡利年代呢，就是已经没有办法去做在之前的年代所做的一些事情。比如说包括用动物来进行祭祀，这些事情在卡利年代都是不能做的。
So, the Then the other part of the question was, can you repeat it?
Yeah. She asked for the Grihastha devotees how to cultivate the nice qualities for devotional life.
Well, basic things are the same for every ashram.
就是对于所有的处于各个阶段的奉献者来说呢，要基于的基本的原则都是一样的。
Ideally, the grihastha and the husband and wife work together to serve Krishna.
所以理想状态来说呢，理想来说呢，就是居士奉献者，也就是妻子跟丈夫一起来服务 Krishna。
Then their relationship develops centered around Krishna.
然后他们之间的关系呢，也是在以 Krishna 为中心的，这种状态下来发展起来的。
And that would be very good. Now, sometimes one is a devotee and the other one isn't. So, but then the one who's a devotee, they have to cultivate their spiritual life, chanting the holy name, praying to Krishna, following the principles, you know, the same thing.
Trying to do some kind of service. That is the best. But sometimes, the couple, one is a devotee, and the other is not. But in such a situation, the one who is a devotee should try to cultivate the Krishna consciousness. He should try to chant the holy name, and then do some service.The devotee side need to help the other side to try to do the service to the Lord, right? In their life.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. 就说这个就是在这个夫妻中非奉献是奉献者的这一边，他应该努力的去帮助非奉献者的那边来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。So the next question?
Yeah.
下面一个问题是来自于 Rajendra Prabhu 的，谈到聋人，请问聋人有没有界限，还是没有，还是无限的聋人？有没有忍无可忍的情况？有没有哪里有压迫，哪里有反抗的情况？Speaking about tolerance, are there any limitations about tolerance, or just unlimitedly tolerate?Or are there any situation that is go beyond about the tolerance? Is there some situation like one is suppressed too much, then will inspire that rebellion?
Well, for our own inconvenience and stuff, we should be unlimitedly tolerant, like Lord Nityananda. But if someone is injuring or hurting another devotee, we should not be tolerant. We should stop.
就是如果要是为了我们自己的话，那我们就应该像朱尼提安南达那样，无限的忍下去。但是如果要是看到了其他的人在欺负奉献者的话，那会儿是我们绝对不能忍的。
And it's, you know, like we have intelligence. Say it's very cold weather.
比如说现在这个天气很冷。
So.You could be really think, okay, I'll just go and I won't wear any warm clothes and I'll just tolerate the cold. But that may kill you. No, you don't have to do that. You can put on, you can tolerate it by putting on warm clothes and not complaining about it all the time and go on with your life. But not that you can sit in your house with no heater and no warm clothes or anything.
就比如说有这么一个情况，比如说现在特别冷，那你不会说是让自己就根本就不穿上暖和的衣服，然后就得跑到外面去，然后让自己去容忍着这种寒冷， 因为如果这么做的话呢，是会被冻死的。所以呢，就应该让自己穿的暖暖和和的，让自己这个舒服下来，这样就不会总是为了要这个冷这件事情在那儿抱怨，或者是在家里面呢弄得非常的冷，然后就在家里面这么忍着，不是说是容忍，不是说是这样的人。
Okay, I don't know.
I guess that will help a little bit. 我不知道还能够再继续多说些什么。我希望我这么讲呢，能够有一些帮助。So the next question from Radha Ananda Mataji, Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜进来的圣 Gurudeva, 每天完成 Japa 的基本圈数以外呢，额外的圈数如果不固定，会不会影响到自身知觉的变化？额外的圈数是不是也应该有规律呢？感恩翻译，感恩主持人，感恩所有的奉献者，谢谢您。Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept, Guru Maharaj, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you. And every day after we finish the 16 rounds of Japa, we also chant some additional rounds. However, if we don't have a regulate numbers of the additional rounds, will that also affect our consciousness?So isn't it important for us to have to fix the numbers of the additional rounds to chant?
Yeah, the additional rounds will affect your consciousness, will help you advance.
就是这个额外的圈数呢，实际上的确是会影响到您的这个知觉的。它是会帮助您变得更加的进就是更加的精进的。
Having a fixed number for extra rounds would probably be helpful, but not absolutely necessary.
就是对于每天有固定的额外的圈数的念诵。可能是会对您有帮助，但是呢是没有必要的，并不是完全有必要的。
So, you know, having a fixed number might inspire you to be sure to do it.
而且呢就是如果您要是有一个固定的这个额外的圈数呢，它可能会激励着您感到这件事是我必须要做的。
But if you make a vow and you have to be careful that it's something you can keep.
但是如果您要是发誓的话，那您可就要非常的小心了，您要发那个誓是您真的能做到的事才行。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you. The next question from Akasha Mataji, 王文燕 Mataji, 顶拜 Guru, 请问太过追求，比如逼着自己早起念诵，还比如身体不舒服，特别冷，还必须去沐浴，这种算不算是对自己的暴力呢？ Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that if we are forcefully to let us to do something. For example, even I feel uncomfortable, even I feel ill, then I go to have a shower. Even I feel cold, I force myself to go to have a shower. Or I force myself to rise up early in the morning to chant. Is that considered as doing violence to myself, is a kind of a self-violence action?
It could be.
也许是
But many times, you know, it depends if we're really sick or we, you know, we only slept 1 hour and then we try to get up and, you know, that would be, but if it's just, you know, we're just tamasic and, you know,
那这个要取决于我们是不是真的生病了。还有就是比如说我才睡了一个小时的觉，然后我就赶紧得起来念诵，是这样的情况吗？还是就是我就是想多睡会儿？ Mark, are you going to say more about this? Or you want to answer the next question?
Well, if we could really, really get into it, but one has to make a value judgment, you know, because many times we just feel like, I don't want to get up this morning, you know, it's just a conditioning. When we do get up, we feel good. If they're really sick, you know, like when I first joined, they used to say really heavy, if you don't go to Malartic, you know, there's no excuse. No matter you're dying, you have to crawl into it. But Prabhupada, I heard the lecture, and he was saying very strongly, you have to get up in the morning, you have to do this. But then at the end he said, but we're not fanatic. If you're sick, then you have to take rest.
就比如说有的时候我们是不是因为病了，我们就是觉得在自己的这种条件限制的这种状态下，就是想多睡会儿，所以不想起，这是一种情况。那还有另外一种情况呢，是真的病了。但是在我马尔说，就是在当他早期刚刚加入到 Krishna 知觉的时候呢，那会儿就非常的严格，就说这个早上去参加蒙嘎拉提的话呢，没有任何的理由和借口不去。那哪怕是生病了，爬也得爬去参加这个蒙嘎拉提。然后呢，薛拉帕帕在讲课中的时候呢，也是很严格的讲到我们要去遵守这些就是我们的这些规定。但是薛拉帕帕说，我们又不能够非常狂热的去追随。如果我们要是真的生病了的话，那就得休息。
Okay, so, you know, we have to know and we have to be careful about other, you know, if we're trying to push other people, because we may not know sick or not. For ourselves, generally we have to push a little bit, you know, I don't know if everybody wakes up in the morning like just, wow, there's nothing, I want to get up, I want to go, you know. But gradually we do get like, you know, because we're enjoying our life.
所以说呢，就是我们要有这种判断，特别是我们不要去强迫其他的人，因为我们其实不知道别人的状况到底是怎么回事，但是我们对于自己呢，有的时候还是需要强迫一下的。比如说虽然说我不想起，但是呢要强迫自己起，因为慢慢的等我们习惯了之后呢，我们就会发现其实我们会很享受这样的生活的。Yes, Mark, thank you. So, next question?
Okay.
Yeah. 那么下面这个问题呢，也是来自于淡然一笑马塔吉的。主说众生在我之中，又不在我之中，怎么理解呢？She asking, the Lord said that all the living entities are in me, however, is not in me. How to understand that?Sorry, Marge, I don't know what is exact English is about that.
You say it about...
You understand?
That's why we have inconceivable.
Okay. Okay. 那么这也就是为什么我们是不，这是不可思议的。
And Krishna's inside and Krishna's outside.
Krishna, 他又在我们之中，他又不在我们之中。Krishna 又在之中，又在之外。
That's the mystery of Krishna.
那所以呢，这就是 Krishna 的卓越之处。
He's inside and he's outside. He's
他在内也不在外。
He's biggest and he's smallest.
那么Krishna 他是最大的，他也是最小的。So the next question?
Yeah.
下面一个问题是来自于点金石马德吉的，或者发布点金石发布顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译和主持，谢谢您。在附体和通灵的人，有附体和通灵的人言行不能自主，这是怎么了？怎么办？ Marge, this devotee is asking for those people who are haunted by the ghost and they were not able to control their own activity, they cannot control their words, I mean they cannot control their mind, what to do?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, Hare Krishna.
The more chanting, you know, we have to somehow help them, you know, because chanting can correct that, but they have to be surrounded by kirtan.
就是无论如何呢，我们就是应该帮助他们，促使他们更多的去念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，因为这个圣名呢是能够帮助他的，但是呢，他是需要被圣名所包围着的。The next question from Devi Shakti Madhaji. 顶拜咕噜，谢谢您。知道少吃一些比较好，但还是在知道不好时控制不了舌头，该怎么办？但是还是在知觉不好时控制不了舌头，该怎么办？Marge, please accept my very humble obeisances. This question is from Devi Shakti Madhaji. She's asking.And sometimes I do know that it's beneficial to me if I eat less. However, while I am not in very good conscience, I cannot really control my tongue. What to do?
Chant Hare Krishna.
Yes, so Hare Krishna.
That we have to force ourselves sometimes.
那有的时候呢，我们就需要强迫自己。
We have that disease and we don't...really like the taste of the chanting sometimes. We want to taste the nectar of criticizing a devotee or something. But we have to say just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then we just keep chanting, it'll suddenly become very wonderful and we won't want to stop.
因为有的时候呢，因为在最开始的时候呢，我们因为现在是生了一个病，这个病呢就是说是对于这个 Hare Krishna 的念诵是没有品味的，而我们可能就想去评判其他的人呢，会去做一些其他的这些事情。所以呢，当我们去强迫自己去念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候，慢慢的我们就会爱上念诵 Hare Krishna 了。Marge, she is asking, eat less. How to control the tongue to eat less? Because the tongue sometimes always want to eat more. Eat.
I think we have to just stop.
Okay.OK, 那就是控制舌头少吃也是念诵。So, the next question from, 这位奉献者一串数字啊。这位奉献者顶拜 Guru Maharaj, 顶拜翻译和主持顶拜您灵魂是活跃的，但是在佛教梵歌第二章第二十四世节的译文中又说呢灵魂不变不动，那怎么理解呢？Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that the soul is very active. However, in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse number 4, in the translation, it said that the soul is immovable and also is unchangeable. So how do you understand that? The soul is not moving, it's not changing.
Not physically moving, it doesn't change.It doesn't change quality.
OK. 就是说这个灵魂它的这个不变不动的意思就是说它不会从物理上发生任何的变化。
Sometimes you say that about a person. You know, they're immovable. They have their conviction. They have their idea about things and they won't change.
那也就是说，比如说有时候我们会这样去描述一个人，说这个人他的意志非常的坚强，他不会发生任何的更改或变化，就他不会变的。那意思就是说他会就始终守着他的这个信念。Mark, you're going to say more about this or next question?
No, that's it.
Okay, 下面这个问题呢是来自于淡然一笑的。今天学的是知识还是品质？谦卑是品质，不是知识吧？接受灵性导师的是知识，品质和知识是一回事吗？接受一位灵性导师的意思是指接受一位，禁止接受更多灵性导师吗？Okay, the question from this devotee, 淡然一笑, she is asking, so what we learned today, is that a characteristic? Is that a quality or is that the knowledge? Because humility is a quality, right? But I don't think that is a knowledge. And also accept our spiritual master, is that considered as a knowledge?And the quality and the knowledge, are they the same thing?
You know, there's so many things that are overlapping. They're not exactly the same, but they're not different.
就有很多事情他们是重叠在一起的。他们虽然不是完全的一样，但是他们也不是那么的不一样。
So being humble is not exactly knowledge, but knowing what humility is and knowing that you should be humble, that's knowledge.
就是让自己处在让自己处在 humble 谦卑的这个状态，它并不是知识，但是你知道了要让自己一定要处在谦卑的这种状态下，这就是知识。
Knowing that you should have a spiritual master, that's knowledge.
而且呢，你知道自己要接受一位灵性导师，必须要有一位灵性导师，这是知识。And she is also asking, accepting or approaching the spiritual master. Is that meaning that we only accept one spiritual master and forbidden to accept more spiritual master, right?
For Diksha, only one. For Shiksha, the more the better. The more advanced you become, the more Shiksha gurus you can have.
就是这个Diksha guru 就是启迪灵性导师只能有一位，但是呢 ，Shiksha guru 训示灵性导师应该有很多位，而且越多越好。那么你接触的越多的 Shiksha guru， 也就能够使你在灵性上取得越多的进步。So the next question, still from the same devotee, 淡然一笑，不把 Krishna 知觉传给他人就是在施暴，那就不是非暴力，那么那样的话，我们都是在施暴，这太可怕了。自己念诵 Hare Krishna 还不够，还得传播 Krishna 才叫非暴力，是这样理解吗？She said that if we are not preach the Hare Krishna philosophy to the others, means about we are doing the violence to the others. That case, all of us actually are very violent. So this is quite horrible to think about. So it's not enough for us to chant Hare Krishna by ourselves. We also need to preach to the others, to give Hare Krishna to the others. In that case,It can be called as non-violent. Is that the right way to understand?
Well, it's yes and no, again.
是也不是。
You know, we can be thinking, how can I help others? What can I do? And if we're just chanting with the mood of, you know, trying to please Krishna and spread the holy name, then also that's also doing it in one sense. But, you know, we talk to other devotees anyway, we talk about Krishna, we try to do something, we listen to classes, and we join together.
就是我们呢要想着怎么去帮助其他的人，那么我们一个呢是把这个圣名给予其他的人，是一种帮助的方式。那么另外还有一个呢，就比如说我们一起来听课呀，或者我们跟奉献者一起来联谊呀，那么我们在试着在做某些事情的时候，这些其实也是在做。
Okay.
Yeah. 那下面这个问题呢是来自于 Waradasi， 对不起，您的名字好像念的不对，不好意思。顶拜咕噜的莲花族经典很精通。但不念mantra这样的奉献者，是师徒传系吗？Maharaj, this devotee is asking. Firstly, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. And for those devotees who are very well, who are very learned to the sastra, however, they don't chant mantra.They from the disciplic succession.
They don't chant what mantra? They don't chant Hare Krishna?
I don't know. I think that it didn't say here. Guru 问，就是他，您说的不念 mantra 指的是不念 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗吗？ Maybe. Yeah, I think the question is that just for those who only read the sastra and know very well about the sastra, however, don't chant. So is this a devotee considered as from the parampara?
Well, I don't know what sastra they're reading.
那首先我不知道就这样的奉献者他念的是什么样的经典。
But if it's Prabhupada's books andand they're not chanting, that means they're not learned anything.
但如果他要是阅读的是 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，但是他读完书之后还不念诵的话，那也就意味着他其实什么也没学到。The next question from Sumukhi Radha. You can say more?
In the Shastra, over and over again, it says you should chant the holy name, you know.
Yeah, 因为在经典里面，它是在一遍又一遍的反复的在强调要念诵圣名的。Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Yeah, so the next question from Sumukhi Radha Madhaji, 顶拜 Guru Maharaj 和翻译主持的和奉献者们，请问如何理解真正的知识是展现出的品质？ This question from Sumukhi Radha Maharaj. She is paying her humble obeisances to you, and she is asking that how to understand the real knowledge is showed from the quality. 请问如何理解真正的知识是展现出的品质？How to understand that the genuine knowledge is the manifested the quality?
Some things, you know, I keep saying this, but we don't try to understand in the, you know, we just have to, Krishna is not like to be exactly understood, you know, in the same way they understand how to, you know, search on Google or something, or not Google, whatever you, you know, not that you understand how to send an email, you know, it's much different. You have to understand that we have to accept the inconceivable potencies of the Supreme Lord.
就是我有一件事情我是在反复强调的，就是我就是我有一件事情我是在反复强调的，就是我们不要试着从理论上去理解。比如说我们想要了解一件事情，我们就到 Google 上或者到百度上去查一查这个事到底是什么意思，然后去理解它。但是呢，作为去理解 Krishna 来讲呢，我们要首先我们要接受一点，就是 Krishna 它是不可思议的，是不能理解的。So the next question?
Yeah.
Okay. No, actually, we'll continue from the Sumukhi Radha Maji. She's asking that 有些奉献者不善言辞表达，但是呢，却有着非常美好的品质，这可以被视作是真正的知识的表现吗？ Okay. Well, she's saying that some devotees actually is not very good to articulately express themselves. However,they have very beautiful virtues, has very beautiful qualities. So is this kind of considered that they actually manifested the knowledge from their virtues, but not from their expression?
Yeah, that's not important that you can be an expert talker or something. You know, what's important is devotion.
因为就是作为一个非常的善于表达的人，这个其实并不是那么的重要，重要的是有没有分爱。Yeah, thank you. 那么下面这个问题呢，是来自于这一串数字的这位奉献者，有时睡得晚，起得早。那么念诵完 Japa 之后呢，感到困，又睡了一觉，是冒犯吗？She's asking that sometimes I sleep very late and I get up early. After I finish my Japa, I feel quite tired, so I went back to have another nap. Is this an offense?
No.
不是。
If you're tired, take a nap. If you're hungry, take a snack.
需要爸爸说，如果你要是觉得困的话，就得稍微小睡一觉；如果要是觉得饿的话呢，就得吃点小点心。
If you're tired, you can't even concentrate on chanting.
如果要是感到困的话，连专注的念诵都不行。
Well, we need to, you know, do that. That's why we need a nap. We need to try to sleep.properly every night, but if we can't, Prabhupada, he took rest twice, you know, but short time each time. But very hard to imitate that.
所以说呢，就是我们一定要让自己睡好，就是如果要是感到累了的话呢，就得去稍微的休息一会儿。那么当然，沙拉帕帕呢，他是睡得很少，但是我们没有办法去效仿他。
All right, so that's fine. Yeah. If you're hungry, take a snack. Prabhupada, if you're tired, take a nap.
Yeah, 所以说要记住这句话。说爸爸说，如果要是饿的话呢，就吃点小点心；然后要是困的话呢，就稍微睡一觉。在英文里面，一个叫 snack， 另外一个叫 tap， nap。那听起来还有点押韵。
Because sleep is a function of the intelligence. If we don't get enough sleep, then you know, the mind intelligence can't work, the body and memory can't work properly, the body can't function.
因为这个睡觉呢，它其实是是智性得以工作的一个很重要的一个方面。就如果我们要是睡不好，心意如果是没有得到好的休息的话，那我们的智性、我们的身体都是没有办法很好的运作的。 Marge, the next question?
Yeah.
Anchatattva Prabhu. 圣帕帕德说 Krishna 训示博迦梵歌是为了教导人们成为奉献者。Madhbhakto. 那么人们怎么成为奉献者呢？通过念诵 Hare Krishna Mantra, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. 因此要想传播博迦梵歌的教导，就要弘扬念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名， Hare Krishna 的圣名，因为这才能够实现主在博迦梵歌中的宗旨。请问 Maharaj, 念诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗重要还是学习经典更重要？ Srila Prabhupada said that Lord Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita is for teaching people to become the devotees. How people to become devotees? Is that still chanting Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra? Still chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
Anyway.
Okay, 那么就是通过很多的方法来成为这个Krishna 的奉献者。And also here he said that in order to preach Bhagavad Gita's teaching, we have to preach the chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But my question is that chanting Hare Krishna mantra is more important or reading sastra is more important?
No, you can't say one way or the other. Both are important, but some devotees prefer reading and studying much more, but still they have to chant. Others like to chant more and more, but they need to read something so they know what they're chanting. In Haridasa Thakur, he listened to scriptural, things.
首先呢就是唱诵，就是这个念诵 Hare Krishna Mantra 和学习经典这两件事情是不能够把它们分开的，他们两个都是非常的重要的，而且他们俩也是没有区别的。但是有些奉献者呢，他可能是喜欢念诵更多，然后呢这个可能相对读的经典要少一些，但是呢在他念诵的这个时候呢，他也是需要念，他也需要读一些经典的，否则他不知道他在念的是什么。Then you said about Haridasa Thakur, about what Haridasa Thakur chanting, and
he's chanting all the time, but he also knew scripture. He would hear Gaur Kishore Das Babaji didn't read, but he would listen to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
就是比如说像 Haridasa Thakur, 他一直都在念诵，但是呢，他是非常的熟悉经典中的内容的。那么还有像 Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, 他虽然说不能够读书，但是呢他会去聆听 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 来讲述经典。
So we need both, but someone may have a really taste for studying and everything, but if they don't chant, they'll just become puffed up,
所以说呢这两点都是需要的，但有些人呢可能是在读书的过程中呢是能够品尝到其中的滋味，但如果他要是不念诵的话，那他就会变成一个骄傲的学者。
But if someone only chants and they never study, they may become something else.
但是如果要是一位奉献者，他只是念诵，但是他不学习经典的话呢，那他也会就是也不行，他也会变成一种什么其他的状态。Marge, you covered all of the questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, that's pretty good. That's 9 o'clock, 2 hours. Okay.
我对 Marge 说呢，他回答了所有奉献者的问题。然后 Marge 说呢，挺好，今天咱上了两个小时的课。
Okay. So thank you very much.
非常非常感谢大家。
Thank you for WeChat, works really good.
也非常感恩微信，因为这个微信的状态还是挺稳定的。Yes.
I think we never have trouble, but with Skype, a lot of times we get cut.
Yeah, yeah. 他说这个Skype 有的时候呢就会被断掉。But you know, I am not allowed to use Skype. I don't know what the reason. I don't know. I just not allowed to sign up. Whatever, doesn't matter what account I use.
Really?
So
weird.
Strange.
Because
yeah.
Chinese use it, is, right? It's not banned in China.
It's not, I don't know. I tried the different apps. I tried my laptop, my phone, whatever, and use the different phone numbers to register, but whatever, you know, I was being kicked.
Well, you don't need it. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Now I don't
mind the name. You're going to say that to finish the class?
Yeah, it's so you wrong yao gui yu ju we jay feng shui. Jay feng shui.
So the wrong yao gui ju hui de feng xian zhe. 非常感恩 Maharaj。Hare Krishna， 亲爱的奉献者们，那我们今天的这节早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩亲爱的 Kavichandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的问题的耐心的解答。谢谢 Krishna Kumari Mataji 和 Sati Mataji 为我们安排了这么好的平台。感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周五。深深的顶拜大家。Hare Krishna。